Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God bless you, and welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Woman here with Pastor Rebecca and co-host. It is a blessing and an honor for us to be able to come to you every single Thursday at 12 o'clock noon. We're just so excited about what the Lord is doing in the lives of his women. Amen, amen, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, welcome. Welcome to Woman here on Blog Talk Radio. We're excited about everything, life. We are excited about life on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Oh, yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, Tina Michelle, my co-host, and also Prophetess Angie, want to encourage you on today to rejoice in the Lord. And again, we say rejoice. Amen. Amen and praise the Lord. Ladies, are you there? God bless you.
Yes, I'm here. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you both here today. How is it going?
Things are going well.
Things are going well. Amen. Tina, how is your little girl doing?
She's doing better. She's much better. She had a moment this weekend at the last minute and got a stomach bug and kept her down from everything, so she was not happy. But it was a good time of devotion, just me and her. Her big brother still went away for the weekend.
Mm.
So we had some diva one and diva two time.
Amen.
We just enjoyed each other, but she's doing much better. Thank you. But I was just very, very sort of disgusted because I could not go anywhere this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that she's doing better because I know what it's like to have a sick child. And or a child under the weather. So I thank God that by his stripes she is healed and
amen,
that she
amen.
Is doing better and that she's up and back in school on this week. And that's the important thing, that our children
that's
are
right.
well. Amen.
Amen.
You
amen.
Know, as mothers, we have stuff that we plan to do. We have stuff that we have to do, that we want to do. But it's always a blessing to know that our first duty is to be that mama, to be mother, you know, to be mommy, and God will take care of everything else. So, but you did miss a great conference.
Oh,
I
yeah.
must tell you.
No, I just, she's trying to make it all smooth and nice and everything, so I don't feel so bad. She's like, oh, yes, you know, you praise the Lord for our babies, but you know.
But, you know,
can
now
I
that
tell,
we got
yeah.
that out of the way. Now that we know that she's well and everything, we'll just let you know right now that you missed a phenomenal conference.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen, amen.
The Lord showed up, and I just want to let everybody know that the chat room is open now. I know that it wasn't open when you came in. I had to scuffle to get everything done on today, but it is open, so what you would have to do is come out and then come back in. So you would have to come out of the broadcast or click on the chat. Well, Prophetess, how did you do that? You just clicked on the chat?
I just went back, you know, I had tried to log in before and it didn't take me anywhere, but I just hit refresh.
Refresh.
Uh-huh.
So you just hit refresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to get into the
Amen.
Chat room. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So I see Mrs. D. New. God bless you. Good to see you there. And Tina Michelle. Okay, now we're in the chat room. Congregating in the chat room. And so Tina, we're going to pray because we get ready to talk about this women's conference. And we think you might need some prayer. So.
Yeah, well, you did it just like Jesus, so praise God. You ever notice Jesus always says, you know, I thank God for you in the book of the Revelation. I thank God for your effort. I see your heart. I know what's going on. And then he goes and goes ahead and says what's really up. This I have to say to you.
Yeah, he says, but this I have against you. But this is the only
right
problem
here,
I
have.
That you
right
did
here.
Miss a wonderful women's conference. It was
wonderful.
It was awesome.
Awesome in the Lord.
Awesome.
Yes.
But let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name, God. And
yes,
we thank you once again for bringing us to this place where we can congregate with the female saints, Father God, women of God, God's leading ladies. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this time that you will allow us to be together. We bind up every stronghold right now coming against this broadcast. In the name of Jesus. And we lose liberty to go freely to fellowship, freely to minister, freely to speak what you put upon the hearts of the women on today. So, God, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank you for every woman, every man that listens, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every person who will call in and every person that will be ministered to while we go forward to do what you have called us to do. So, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Hallelujah.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank
bless,
you.
Bless, bless, Lord. Save souls, change lives, bring people back to you, God. Bring the lost sheep back to your church, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Yeah, so Tina, we went forward on this weekend, and the Lord moved in our midst. It was just powerful. Friday night was the kickoff of the God's Leading Lady Conference, and it was just a powerful, powerful weekend. Well, Saturday we had morning glory, then we had the afternoon fire. Prophetess Auntie Singletary brought the word, my God, with power and with force. Prophecy went forth. Lives were changed. And on Sunday, the Lord brought an apostolic word for correction. Amen. Into the house of the Lord. Amen. And just to continue to keep us on path, because we need to, as God's leading ladies, we need to make sure that we're living this thing in the fullness of our capacity. Amen. And you know, God wants us to be, you know, dotting those spiritual I's and crossing those spiritual T's. We no longer live as the world does, but as women of God, as women, we live as our Father has ordained for us to live. And it's a powerful thing. You know, I'm seeing something magnificent happen on the broadcast today. The phone lines are lit up, ladies. The phone lines are lit up.
Amen.
And the chat room is full. You know, and somebody prophesied to me, I went through some persecution this weekend, and someone prophesied to me on yesterday that it was to prepare me for the level to where God is taking me.
Oh, yes.
My God. So we have to know that God never allows you to go through anything unless he's getting ready to take you to another level.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
He's getting ready to take you to another level. So if you're suffering for his name's sake today, then you have to realize that there's a greater reason behind your suffering. There's a greater reason behind your suffering.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage you, if you missed it, to email me. We're going to have the CDs and the DVDs available for you. It'll be just like being there. You can receive the word that was ministered for your life. It will be just like being there. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you now, you can send the CDs are $22, and the DVDs are only $38 for the whole set. And you can send a check for $38 or $22, respectively, to our address at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. And you can get the whole conference on CD or DVD, and you will be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is good and worthy to be praised. We're going to take some calls. We're going to open the switchboard. We're going to go ahead and open the switchboard for the fellowship. Amen. Praise God. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Oh, good afternoon, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you. I just
God bless you. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is Lalisa calling from Hillside, New Jersey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't recognize your number, prophetess.
Really? Oh, you know why? It's my home number, but once I get into the car, you'll see the cell phone, so you don't have to open back up to me. But I will be leaving out of the house, but I'm at home right now.
Amen. Amen.
Just glad to be here. Just glad to be a part of
Amen.
This awesome move of God. I want to be
Hallelujah.
In the I want to be in the move. Listen, all right? So that's
yeah.
all.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, we'll keep you on the air, so just stay with us. And we're also going to take this call, area code 647. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guess who?
Guess who?
Guess
well,
who,
you
mama.
Know, I'm sorry?
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. You
mama.
Know, you know, the big B-I-T-C-H, the doggy, the wolf.
Okay, now you still haven't gotten delivered. You know, it's
I'm
amazing because
you.
I'm sorry?
I'm here to deliver you.
You know, I'm going to let you continue to listen. I'm going to put you on hold. You've been listening too long to our broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio not to be delivered yet. You know, the devil wants your life, woman of God, and you better take God seriously or you're going to find yourself in a very, very dire situation. I have muted you because I don't have time for no nonsense today. So I have muted you, but you can continue to listen. You know, this place is about women who want to go higher in the Lord. We want to be free. And I've been dealing with that demon that got you possessed for a long time. So we ain't about to entertain no demons up in here today in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, my God.
Hallelujah.
That we cast that demon out right now in the name of Jesus.
Right now, Father.
Say, the Lord God be against you. The Lord God rebuke you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, that woman, you know, the woman that's holding, she's a woman of God. I know she has a pastor.
Jesus.
Because I've been watching her. And I've been on Blog Talk Radio for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I have ministered to her.
Yeah.
And she's entertaining all of these occulted, demonic, psychic networks, and I'm telling you, you better watch. Women
Jesus,
of God, watch
of
where
Jesus.
You go.
Yeah.
You're going to open the door for all kinds of demons. This woman has opened the door in her life to all kinds of demons. I see
Jesus,
her listening to psychics. I see her listening to all these mediums,
Jesus,
you know, getting
God.
Free
deliver.
Readings,
deliver,
all of this astrology and stuff
deliver,
like that.
God.
Look, you can't
deliver.
Listen. Either you're going to stand on the side of God or you're going to go and play with the devil.
Jesus.
You cannot open the door in your life for the devil. Because the devil will have you all bound up, calling a Christian show, spelling out the word for
Amen.
A female dog.
Jesus,
the devil
Jesus.
Is a liar.
In the name of
can
Jesus.
Can I jump in right quick, Pastor Rebecca?
Yes.
Right quick. Right before I got on the line, and he just texted even to my team, the Lord spoke to me as reference to what our mindset needs to be around focus. He said, demonic and desperate distractions are there to derail destiny.
Yes.
And it was very plain to me. I wrote it down and I texted to my team. I said, we will see right now demonic and desperate distractions. But we understand that the purpose is to derail destiny. So the mind of focus, which praise God, hallelujah, the mind of focus is what's required because we are breaking through.
Amen.
Yeah.
We are breaking through. And
Amen.
The word focus he gave me a few months ago is focus on continuously uprooting Satan's strongholds and stops.
Amen. Amen.
So
and
I praise God. I praise God because that was just like a confirmation of what he just said, that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But like what Pastor Rebecca did, every thought and every word of disobedience. Bring
That's
it
right.
activity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's what we need to do, sisters, because I sat there with that word right before the call, and now I can say what we do is we call those things that are not God what they are, and we bring it down to bow to the word of God.
Amen.
That's right. And you know, to put it another way, we can expect, when we stand for God, we can expect persecution.
Yes, opposition,
you know,
that's right.
Opposition to the plan of God and to the word of God going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you stand for God, now today I wrote down a couple of things before I came on the air.
Yes.
And when I turned on the air, I don't know if you heard me faltering in my speech, but I was getting nauseous. I was feeling fine before I started to get ready to do this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I'm telling you, that you can expect persecution. And persecution is not from people. That's why I talked about not opening the doors for demonic forces, because they will come in and they will try to entertain you
right.
and have you entertain
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So they will come in, like you said, Tina, to be a distraction.
Right.
You know, but even more than that, they will come in to try to attack your body, your health, your mind, and your peace.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make you believe the lies. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is we have to be sure that we are rooted and grounded in Christ. Because if you are not rooted and grounded, if you are entertaining all kinds of other forces other than the will of God, and I'm still talking to the sister on the phone, you are not the demon. The demon is in you. The demon has you oppressed.
Jesus.
So a demon is trying to use you to disrupt the plan of God. That's why I talk to the demon. I'm not talking to you. You're a soul that needs to be saved. And God,
right.
that's why I asked you, had you not been delivered yet? Because
Jesus.
God wants the women of God to be delivered.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Wants the women of God to
Hallelujah.
Be delivered. Now, we can come here and have a cute little gathering.
Mm-hmm.
We can come here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and have a cute little gathering, hang up after an hour, and women can still be in bondage.
Amen.
Or we can come here and roll up our sleeves and say, you know what, whatever comes, we're going to make sure that deliverance takes place, and we're going to make sure that we're not entertaining no demons up in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're being nice to demons. We're sweet-talking demons.
Jesus.
You know, and those demons are not coming to be nice. They're coming to kill us.
Yeah.
They're coming to destroy us. They're coming to distract us from the plan of God. So we're going to move on, but I just want to say that that's what happened at the conference on this weekend. You know, I did come up under personal attack from a demon that was operating through that was operating through one of my women, one of my sisters. At the conference, and the demon, it wasn't even against me, but it was against that sister, because she was going to get further deliverance in her life.
Amen.
You know, and it wasn't anything but the truth was going to come forward, and it's the truth that makes us free.
Mm-hmm.
See, we look at this thing like everything has to be spooky and eerie, because it is supernatural, but God works in a very practical way in the lives of his people. And the truth was getting ready to come forward, and that woman and some people that she was bringing with her were going to be set free, and the devil wasn't too pleased with that, so he threw up a barrier to stop it. You know, but the thing about it is that we have to realize that no matter what comes against us, we cannot be scared, we cannot be timid, we can't back up, we have to keep moving forward and do what God has called us to do, and expect persecution, expect persecution.
Yes. And from every side we get hard pressed. From every side. And
yes.
I had to tell my daughter today, she was not this weekend, she was not feeling well, and it was emotional because she got some news about something that someone lied to her, and it was very, you know, it was critical information. Shortly thereafter, she became ill. You know, became ill. And I knew what it was, so it wasn't a matter of shuffling her off where she had to go anyway, and just going ahead with my agenda. It was to stop and to uproot that. It was to stop and uproot that.
Yeah.
When I looked at her and I said, you know something, though? I said, one, we praise God in all things because his word is true, his spirit is here, the anointing is upon you, he's your rear guard. He is the Father in heaven who made this law, made the law, and it will keep moving. I said, but most importantly, we read the back of the book, we win.
Amen. Amen.
We win.
Amen. And that's good teaching. That is good teaching, you know, and I love the word of God, you know, the whole book, that Bible, the God's word is true and powerful, you know, and his word throughout the Bible, no matter where you go in the Bible, you will find reassurance of God's power and his plan for his people. No matter where we go. So that is just powerful that we can go to God's word and get enlighten and get empowered. But, you know, I want to talk. I believe the attack is here because I want to talk about the debate for a minute. I believe that this is why the attack is coming, because I made up my mind that I wanted to talk about the debate. I don't know if any of you ladies watched the debate last night or heard it on the radio, but I was watching the debate, and this was the third and the final debate. And I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. I want to welcome the work-life coach and also Mrs. D. Neal. I saw a few people there earlier. I want to just welcome all of you. I want to welcome everyone that's streaming and also welcome you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. But I've been watching this election closely. Now, there are some great dynamics surrounding this election. But there's a dynamic element to the election that's very important to women. That's very important to women. And as I was watching the debate, for the first time, they've had three debates, but this was the first time that this dynamic was raised, and it's the issue of abortion. Now, when I heard the issue of abortion come up, I sat up in my chair because I had read about where the candidates stood on this particular issue, and I wanted to hear from their own mouths what they felt about abortion. And I tell you, I was grieved in my spirit, really grieved in my spirit by what I heard, okay? Because we know that Roe versus Wade is in effect, and it's real, it's very real. And we also know that candidate Obama is the prime candidate, the favorable candidate for this particular upcoming election. And if you watched the debate last night, you know that he also is very pro Roe versus Wade. He's very pro-choice, and he's also signed off, which I learned last night, and I was watching it with my 10-year-old daughter, who had a lot of questions about this, but he also has signed off on a bill that prohibits doctors from giving care to babies who survived abortions alive. Now, you know, I know it's politics, and a lot of people might not want to talk about this, but you know what? I'm just going to talk about it, and I'm going to tell you that when we go to this election site to vote, to cast our vote, and I have to say this because God has been on my heart and God has put it upon my heart, we as people of God are going to have to vote the Bible. We're going to have to vote on God's side. I know we're tired of life as usual. I know we don't want 4 years of the same. But that is not going to help us when we stand before God and have to explain why we pulled the lever for someone who is pro-abortion. So I'm putting it out there. I don't know if you want to respond, any of the ladies on this panel, but I am not going to be silent, because what we don't say, if there's an evil and we don't speak out against it, we stand for it, especially if we take the steps from our car, from our home, to the work, to the poll, and begin to vote for something that we know God is against. Now, let's talk about McCain. He also, there's the same-sex marriage issue, another issue that's important to women, because, you know, I mean, God knows we have a hard enough time trying to get a husband, so for a single woman, to have some man taking our husband, our prospective husband, or to have our prospective husband thinking he wants to marry another man. Well, there ain't no prospective husband anyway, but this stuff is seeping into the church. But now they want, in the church, they have gay churches, and they have churches that have gay pastors who are men. And I know it's quiet up in here, But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it because I know I wanted to throw up, because the devil, and that devil came at the beginning of the show, because I made up my mind I was going to talk about this. But McCain is another one that says, well, it's all right as long as the state endorses. So they both stand the same on the same-sex relationship thing. Another thing that hates, the Bible tells us we have to love what God loves and we have to hate what God hates. Now, you've heard the truth. So there's nobody in this place that's listening to me right now. You can hate me. Jesus was persecuted for righteousness' sake. And I've learned over this weekend that even those people who say they love me don't even love me. They hate me anyway. So I don't care. I just don't care. What I do care about is righteousness. What I do care about is righteousness. So I'm just speaking my mind. Yes, yes, I believe that Barack Obama and his running mate, Joe Biden, will be best for America for this next 4 years. Yes, I believe that they are equipped to run this country. Yes, I do. But I am not voting for them because of the abortion issue. So this is where I stand, and I just want to talk to you women. There's women to women, women to women, women to women. Let's get real in here. We don't live, we are in this world. We are not of this world. Obama, Biden, McCain, Palin are not our source. Bush, they're not our source. You know, whatever's going on in the economy is what's going on. It's just what's going on. But somebody needs to be bold enough to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, what about abortion? What about all these unborn babies? Now, you have Christians that will say, well, you know, whether they get elected or not, they're still not going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade is still going to be there. You know, but what if Roe said that? What if Jane Roe said that? That's the woman that they used to put this policy into place. What if she said, well, till the day I die, they're not going to overturn Roe versus Wade. But she didn't say that. And she's out here campaigning for life. She's campaigning pro-life. She's saying, I was wrong, I repent, I made a mistake. Let's change this, y'all. So that's my take, and I just had to say it. I had to say it because I'm not going to stand before my Lord who has commanded me to be a prophet on the wall to say God hates sin. He still hates sin. He still hates abortion. He still hates murder. And abortion, I don't care how cute we want to make it, is murder. It is still murder. And I pray for women who have had abortions. I will stand before you and say in my youth, in my ignorance, I have had an abortion. I will stand here and say that so people can't say, well, you had an abortion. Yes, I did, and I regret it. And because we perish for lack of knowledge. If I would have known what I know back then, if I would have known it then, nobody could have dragged me into an abortion clinic and said, this is an inconvenience. You're not ready for this. You're too young. You're not ready for this. Let's just get rid of it. That's a baby, that's life. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus that covers me and all of my sins that I did before Christ. I thank God for the blood of Jesus that gives me a brand new slate and washes me as white as snow. I thank God for the blood today because there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. So my hands are clean. But if I had not said this today, if I had let this election go forward and stand here and got this platform and never said anything, then those babies' blood would be on my hands, and I can't have that. So I want to just ask you women, I'm appealing to you, be very conscious of what you're doing. You're not just coming against economic crises when you go to the poll. You're not voting Democratic when you go to the poll or Republican. You're not voting in the black or white president. You are voting for or against the word of God, for or against what God loves and hates. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. And in the chat room, the work life coach is with us, and she says, Sister Rebecca, I salute you for saying this and was going to turn off the show if you had said otherwise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And tears are coming to my eyes right now. And she says, She said, he wasn't what God has for us anyway. Amen. And look, you know, I mean, my God, when we were children, we thought like children and we behaved like children and we did things in ignorance. But now we're adults, we're women of God, and we have to put away childish things. We cannot turn our heads anymore, act like evil is not real in the land, you know. And to explain to my 10-year-old about abortion, it was hard, you know. I'm like, and she likes Obama, you know. I mean, she told me only two people in her class like McCain. And, you know, I just had to explain to my child, you talk about your child, Tina, to explain to my child that abortion is real and abortion is wrong. And to watch her little face, she's a child, and to watch her little face get gloomy, to see that kids are being killed in the womb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My God. So women,
you know.
That's a
conversation that's very difficult. I mean.
Yeah.
Working as a speaker for the CareNet organization, which is CareNet.org, which is a huge advocate. It's a pro-life organization. And as a black woman, it has not been a popular stance for me to take for the past 8 years. Because of the fact that we kill 1 out of 5 black babies. It's the highest population of abortion in this country. We kill 20% of our population just in abortion. It was something that I could not ignore in any wise, looking at the policies for Barack Obama or John McCain. Because though I was looking at John McCain's, a woman's right to have an abortion should be limited to incest, rape, and those parameters, the litigation around it is still shaky to me. The litigation around his pro-STEM research policy is shaky to me. So what I'm telling people is pray for the Spirit of the Lord to direct. Because when I looked, and this is just me saying what I have to say, when I looked at the candidates around us, and I actually just ministered on this week, all I can say is what in the world? What in the world? The caliber and the quality of candidates that we are looking at for the presidential election is the most disheartening election I've seen. Everything is driven by sound bites and media attention. But the bottom line is God is for life. So talking to my daughter and talking to my son about what is the pro-life movement, and I had to sit down with them because they looked at me with the same questions. Mom, you're in that circle. You know, you were Senator Obama for 3 years and had different discussions. And then at the National Urban League in 2007, all the candidates were there publicly, and we had a chance to sit down and have a discussion with them about where they stand. This year was McCain and Obama in Orlando, and I just looked at both candidates because I said the overt policy of McCain is fantastic. The pro-life stance for Obama, I can't even get with that. I can't even get with it because there's not a stance. But both candidates disheartened me. And I had to really look towards the hills from where my help comes. Because I'm like, Lord, what is going on here? If I had to choose issue by issue, I'm very political in a lot of aspects where I'm always reading the issues, the policies, the things that are going on the floor that we don't know about, and educating the people around me about this is this, but look at this. This is this, this is this. We have to be locally empowered to vote by the issue. We got to vote by the Spirit of God because there's a lot of things being said right now in front and behind the scenes. But when it comes to our babies, we have to teach them the truth. And I applaud you for having that discussion with your daughter because it was not an easy discussion for my kids. But they've been in this fight with me for 8 years. So the sound bites are normal to them. That is death, no matter how you call it. Whether it's embryonic research, it's death. Whether it's holding the baby's eggs so that some woman can have a baby and killing 1 million eggs in the process, it's death. Whether the person got raped, or I know children today who are moving in phenomenal ways, and they are the children of rape.
Right, right, because adoption is an option.
Adoption is an option. They are the children of rape. There's a young man that I brought with me to a conference last year. I bought his cookies and everything else. His mom is blessed. She lives in Huntsville, Alabama. Has faith in God. Wonderful woman. She was raped. Her son is only 15 years old, has started a company, preaches the word of God. He does his thing. Who has the right to even decide in that who lives or dies?
But no one does. Yeah, yeah. We just need to just take that off the plate because we don't have a right to say who lives and who dies. That's the bottom line. You know, and if it, not to cut you off, Tina, but if it were not for abortion, all those other issues of the stem cell research, you know, that wouldn't even come into play.
That's right.
That wouldn't even come to play. You know, I, you know, that's great that you're doing that work, and we just want to be. Now, people might say, well, what do I do then? You know, some people say, well, you have the worst of two evils. Do you vote for evil now, or do you not vote? And that's what you're going to have to go to the Lord with. You know, do I vote for the worst of two evils, or do I exercise my right not to vote? You know, people think that it would be a crime for you not to go to the polls. But you do have a right not to vote for evil. Now, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, some people may say, Pastor Rebecca, people die for us to have the right to vote. And I just say, well, Jesus died for righteousness' sake. So that's just my argument. We have another call. I believe this is Prophetess LaLisa calling back. We've been talking about the election, Prophetess LaLisa, and I don't know if you watched the debate last night, but we were talking about the issue that's very, very near and dear to the heart of women, which is abortion. And I just want to know your take on this. Okay, she's not, I guess she's not able to speak.
Pastor Rebecca? Yes. Pastor Rebecca? Yes, I had my phone on mute.
Yes.
So I wasn't able to, yes, because I had to leave the house and get into the car. Sorry about that. Yes, but I did hear your presentation of the debate last night. No, I did not watch that particular debate. I did watch the first one, but I have been reading some of the news clips on what's happening, and definitely, certainly a very, very sensitive topic and subject, you know. But, again, you know, we have to discuss these things in terms of you know, a running person running for president who is, you know, pro-choice and people who want to support gay marriages and things like that. We do realize that a lot of times during times of election, people are going to say even sometimes what they don't ultimately feel in their hearts, but because they want to garner the most votes, they will. I mean, I'm not necessarily pro Obama or anything like that, or I'm not certainly not against him, but just looking at politics as a whole and candidates running for office. Okay, let's just say a person who is not pro-choice, who believes in, you know, God's values and God's laws and rules all the way. A lot of times, these individuals will not run for public office. And here are there many reasons why. Political science happens to be my undergraduate degree. And so I spent a lot of time from Fairleigh Dickinson. I got that degree at Fairleigh Dickinson University back in 1994. But I spent a lot of time looking at politics, the media, elections, why people run government, how governments are run, form civilization, how we're civilized, all these kinds of issues. And, you know, but and then who runs? Okay, if we have righteous people who believe fully in God's word, sometimes they won't run. We've asked some people, why not? Well, I don't want to put my family's business out there. I don't want to have to try to raise all that money. And, you know, I don't want people digging up in my closet, finding things and blasting it out on the media. So sometimes all we're left with in a candidate is what we're left with, the people who will run.
That's right.
And then the people who then so in terms of the lesser of two evils, yes. And also, you're absolutely right. A person doesn't have to vote. Now, okay, yes, there are groups of people out here campaigning like crazy saying, you've got to vote. You know, our parents, forefathers died for this. Vote, vote, vote. You're right. Da, 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 da. Now, a lot of people feel compelled to let me make a choice. Now, we also know that God can change the hearts and minds of people. Obama, for instance, McCain, for instance, certainly could get elected and God could speak to them. That can happen.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm sure. I know I went under a bridge or something while in the parkway. But also at the same time, we have the word of God that says, you know, that we can allow the weak tares to grow together. And God says, with my righteous eye, I will pluck up and pull away and separate. So we can, some of us who are, you know, going to vote are going to maybe look at it that way. Because at the same time, you know, we're not voting for evil. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way. We're not standing for evil, period, ever. Okay? Because, again, we cannot say, you know, God has a plan. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right, Pastor Rebecca, I applaud you. Thank God for you. Awesome topic. People may not look at it like that. Wonderful things to look at. But we, as Christians, yes, we need to be sure and certain what is, you know, what we're doing and what's going on. I don't know if I answered the question. And,
yeah, you did. You did. And that's the thing, because we have to be sure. It says if your heart does not condemn you, if you know that you're not sinning, when you pull that lever, then you're not sinning. If you have it in your heart, like if you're convinced in your heart this is the right thing, then you go ahead and you pull that lever. If you're not convinced in your heart, then, you know, you better just stand back and pray. Because the thing, you talked about people saying stuff, and, you know, I've heard this, I've talked about this before, and, you know, we only have 18 minutes, so I'm gonna back off a little bit, but well, I want to just say this. You hear people say, well, Obama and McCain will say what they need to say to be elected, and that is the case because politicians do that. That's why I can't understand why everybody got so upset with Jeremiah Wright, Reverend Wright, when he said Obama's a politician. He'll lie just like every other politician. And that's pretty much what you were saying, is that he will lie to get into office. So he may say that he's pro-choice when he's really not pro-choice in his heart. But then that makes him a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, you know, we can go.
I'm not saying that this is probably what he could be doing. My point is that people can change. People can one day be pro-choice. And by the time God gets through with you, you can be anti-choice.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. But while you're pro-choice, I'm not pro-you.
That's my stance. I concur. And it's not a different, it's not, to me, the way I gauge things.
Wait. Two people are talking at once.
Go ahead.
We'll let our guest. Yes,
but a lot of people are. You know what, though? Unfortunately, you're right. Not unfortunately, but just happens. The politician stuff is out there. There are a lot of people that we eat dinner with. There are people that we have done things with, partnered with, and done many, many works with that are so pro-choice, it ain't funny. But guess what? They didn't have to put their business out there. Now, you're right. And because he has, yes, we now get to stand back and say, we don't want you, but I'm saying there are people that we are dealing with right now, and I'm talking about serious partnership with. Love those people. And guess what? They're pro-choice, but they've never said it. But go ahead with your other comment.
Go ahead, Tina.
Well, what I was going to say, from the frame that I think in, everything in its proper slot, right? Proper slot. Politics is what? It's the ticking of policy. That means it's a current state snapshot of where our country is according to the law, right? My undergrad degree is also in political science. So based on the information that we have right now, just like as if you were in a court of law, because we as Christians, we're told not to quarrel amongst ourselves because we judge the angels, right? So we have to judge based on the Word of God, which is our blueprint, our constitution, and the manuscript for our lives, what we align with and what we do not align with. For me personally, I went to the Spirit of the Lord about it because unfortunately, I see behind the scenes of a lot of this stuff. It's just what I do, okay? And I was able to make choices throughout the years because I saw what was coming down the pipe. And me personally, I will not get entangled in the affairs of the world if it does not promote the kingdom of God. So whereas I'm an advocate of your right to vote, because I understand 400 years specifically in the black population of fighting for rights and persecution and obsession, but I also exercise my right today, because the Lord may say something to me on November 1st, something different, to opt out.
Wow. Prophecy, do you have anything to say?
I'm neutral. I have to be honest. I haven't really followed this thing, but what I'm hearing is kind of disgusting me, so I'm really going to be in prayer about it.
Yeah, and you know what? Prophetess Lalisa has a great point. She said there are a lot of people that we are dealing with on a daily basis that are pro-choice, and we have no idea. We don't know that they're pro-choice, and we sit down and we have dinner with them, and I'll take it a little further. Some of them are employers.
Right.
Some of them are our clients,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are the the people that we are even in relationship with, because you have a lot of women who are unequally yoked. And that's why it's so important to take the word of God across every single border in our lives. You know, we can't put politics in one little pocket and business in another and then call church a whole nother pocket or our spiritual lives a whole nother pocket. Everything in our lives has to be gauged through the spiritual eye. You know, through the spiritual eyes. Like the Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked.
Right.
You know, so Jesus did sit down with sinners and have dinner, and we do that also. And people will use that all of the time. They say, well, Jesus sat down with sinners and drunks, you know, and because Matthew had a party and he invited Jesus, and Jesus came in and all of his sinner friends were there. And the Pharisees wanted to know, what is Jesus doing there? But Jesus only comes to deliver and
mm-hmm.
to set free. And to preach liberty to those in captivity.
And we can look at him as an assignment. I want to offer that. We can look at this. Remember, Pastor Rebecca, you and I was talking about this on the phone yesterday. What a more greater glory that God can get out of changing what seems to be the impossible. You know what I'm saying? That's probably going to always be my bottom line on stuff like this, the hard stuff, the stuff that seems impossible for man. It's impossible for man to figure out how Obama could be pro-life all his life and all of a sudden wake up one day and do a,
it's been very difficult to even wrap your mind around it.
But God can do it.
Yeah, I'm
God
not there.
But God can do it. God can do it because
God can do anything. God can do all things.
Yeah.
God can do all things. The only thing is that we have been called, we are required to stand on the side of righteousness for now. Not saying, okay, he's a crack addict and God can change him, but I need a husband right now and he's asked me to marry him, so I'm going to go ahead and give him my vote of confidence and marry him. Yes, God can change him, but I would be a fool to walk up and get married to that crack addict.
And that's a decision that the word makes. The word makes it.
We're not talking about crack addicts and marrying them. We're talking about electing a person.
We're talking about baby killers and voting them in as president.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I know a lot of people kill people with their words. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We are friendly, married to some of us, and like you said, work for, partner with individuals that go around every day murdering people with their words, regardless
of. And there's a difference, Prophetess Lalisa, than murdering someone with your words and actually sucking a baby out of the womb, crushing the baby's skull, and not even giving that baby a chance to see life. You know, we say we murder people with our words, but those people are still walking around, breathing and living. They still have an opportunity for life through Christ. Because with Christ comes life. But if that baby never gets the opportunity to breathe, and if that baby is breathing, this is what really messed me up last night. If that baby is breathing, now there's another bill saying that abortion failed. Now I don't give this baby any medical care,
Jesus.
And I let this baby die.
That's horrible.
Because the process,
you know, that's what messed me up. It's not just the pro-choice thing. It's not just we're going to have an abortion. But now, just in case this late-term abortion fails, like the doctor botches the abortion, and this baby now is struggling for life, I can't even give this baby care. According to this bill. So
it's probably a discussion that definitely needs to go on, and certainly, you know, you've done a wonderful job in just, you know, making us aware.
And let me just say this. I don't expect everybody to agree with me. I knew that before I even opened my mouth to take the stand that I'm making. You know, because every man and woman has their own hearts, souls, convictions. So what my stance is, I don't expect, I got people in my family I have the same discussion with. I have a lot of Christians that I have the same discussion with. And there's always someone who says, well, you know, Pastor Rebecca, I hear you, but, you know, this is where I stand and this is how I see it. So I don't expect people who listen to this. I'm looking at the chat room. I have seen people drop out of the chat room, and people have probably turned us off because we're having this discussion and because of what they're hearing here. But the thing about it is, it's something that has to be discussed, and it's something that we, even pastors, cannot shy away from, to the point where we have to say, look, this is the way I believe God sees it. Now, God could be seen in a different way, but I'm only going by what I'm seeing and what God is saying to me. He may be saying something totally different to you or somebody else that may be listening. I don't expect, and I didn't expect it to take up the whole broadcast, but I don't expect people, everybody, to say, you know what, I'm not voting for either one of these guys. I'm opting out, or I'm not voting for Barack Obama because I'm, you know, because I don't agree with this one issue, or I'm going to vote for it. Somebody might say, you know what, I'm going to believe that God can change this thing around and that he is the best candidate only for this one issue. I'm going to vote for him and pray that God will change his heart on this one issue. So there's going to be a whole, I talked about dynamics. There's going to be a whole lot of dynamics surrounding
right,
what
right. we've
said today.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to say
the
snapshot
that I gave was just today. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Amen.
I really
Amen.
Do. I thank God that you raised it. I mean, it gives Amen. Us food for thought. It's a perspective that, you know, maybe some people, including myself, had not thought about, had not looked at. There's nothing wrong with having more knowledge and information. In this sense, you know, you're talking about the Word of God. That's always, you know, that's always good. And I totally believe that, you know, you don't, you know, you're okay with everybody necessarily not agreeing with you. But
I have to be. Lisa, you know we have to be okay with people not agreeing with us. Because you know what? You know, people will say what they will say, and then they're going to talk about you and mistreat you. Anyway, so you know what? You might as well stand for God. Because you know what? If you keep trying to please folk and standing around saying what you think people want to hear and trying to be agreeable with people instead of trying to be agreeable with God, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble, you know, because you're never going to please people and you're not going to please God with that stance. So I tell people, decide what you stand for and then go ahead and stand for it.
Right.
Make up your mind about what you make up your mind about and have a made up mind. You know,
even God
may be wrong. You know, we may be wrong, but make up your mind, you know, to go to God in prayer, you know, and make
up
your mind about what you're going to believe and what you're going to stand for, and then stand for it. You know, I was thinking about Saul and Stephen. I was thinking about when the Christians were being persecuted and they were stoning Stephen to death, and how Saul never threw a stone, but he stood there in agreement. And he held the coats of those who were stoning Stephen. But yet, he was the very one that Jesus met on the road to Damascus and say, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You know, and that just, you know, it just strikes a chord in me, you know, to say, you know what, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, because of who I am, and I'm radical. You know, if you're in my church, you know me. I'm radical either way. I'm radical when I mess up, I'm radical when somebody else is messing up. And I mess, you know, someone messed up this weekend, but I messed up too, you know, because I got a little snappy with the people. And I stood in my church last night and said, you know, excuse me, I was a bad example. I was out of the spirit. I need to humble myself right now and apologize to you all because you didn't deserve it, you know, to deal with my flesh. You know, so I'm radical across the board. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. I'm just way, way gone. There's no coming back for me. You know, but that's me. It's where I live. And Lalisa, I know you're radical, too. I'm not saying that you're not. You know, but when you're radical, you're just radical. And you don't care what people think.
Right. Amen.
Because you've cast your cares upon the Lord, and He cares for you. So you go to the presence of the Lord, and you do what's authentic. That's you. You're raw. That's what I call you. I said, she's raw. And raw means to me real, authentic woman. Real, authentic woman. You all day long. So
well, thank you for that definition.
Raw, real, authentic woman. Well, so when I think of raw, you know, some people...
I love Tina Michelle. She has all these acronyms.
Yes.
Write a book, girl. Get it out there. Write a book.
I teach from acronyms. So
write a book, put your acronyms in it, break them down, and you got a bestseller, because that is just some awesome stuff that the Lord has revealed to you. Prophet Lalisa, I just want to say thank you for calling in and daring to just have this discussion, because too many people are not courageous enough to have this discussion. Go ahead, you know me.
I love discussing about just about anything.
Amen. Praise God. And no,
any
about
in reason. Now, I don't think I'm gonna sit up here and talk about some other crazy stuff, but good stuff like this. This is good.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, this
Tina,
is a good conversation. Yummy.
Yes. And we only have 3 minutes. We took up the whole hour, and people have turned us off, but that's okay, because we're not here for popularity. We're here to make a difference. You know, like I said, when you got the devil attacking me in my body, I wrote down before I came here, abortion and poor people. That's another thing that I noticed that they were not talking about. I heard nothing about the poor folk from either side.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's nothing about
public.
The poor people.
Well,
from
I can
either
talk
side.
Public. You're talking to you about the poor people. No, Pastor Rebecca, we talk. You know, we know what to do for poor people. The God has told us what to do for the oppressed and the depressed.
Yes.
And he has told us how to help them and how to get them moving onward and upward outside
Amen.
Of all that's going to be poor, because he's making them poor. But everybody else, God has given us the answers, the gifts, tools, talents, and abilities to help poor people. There's no reason we need a president of the United States to really help poor people, because that should be the work of the church.
And that's also poor people does not just deal with just money. It says those who are poor in spirit. Those who are poor in spirit. So that means that's the person who is sad, oppressed, broke, physically broken. That is a person who is walking into that abortion clinic, get ready to have that abortion because they see no other hope. That's that person who's been beaten down, downtrodden, poor in spirit.
Yep.
That's what the gospel is for. And he's got it under control.
Okay.
Under control.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, but check this out.
We're going to have a conference, Pastor Rebecca, called Come All the Poor, and we got help for them. Rebecca, you got stuff just in you, and also Tina, God bless you, and those, and Prophet Singletary, whoever else on the line. You ladies, man, we can teach them. They need to know. We can teach them how to speak, how to sell. Give me a break. Nobody should be poor. We could teach them how to clean up. We could teach them how to take a shower, comb their hair, braids, get tracks, whatever you need. Do the same stuff I did.
Amen.
But check this out. I'm going to say this. Y'all keep talking, because I'm going to have to minister to some folk. And we're going to have to minister to some folk who are hearing this broadcast today. And I can't let it go off the air yet. So y'all keep talking. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But now, Tina, are you still there?
Yes, I am, my love.
God bless you. Am I getting your name right?
Yes, Tina Michelle Busico.
Oh, okay. I thought someone said Tina.
Tina, I am Tina.
Yeah, Tina Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, now who was that just spoke?
This is Prophet Singletary. Bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
How you doing, darling?
Oh, wonderful. And Michelle, I just have to commend you. I saw you somewhere on the internet doing, what you do with your coaching and all of that. And I said, oh, I know her. And so I remember you were at the women's conference last year.
Topic that we're talking about hard. The Lord gave me a message, and I'm moving it through the entire internet, called Who's Your Daddy?
Okay.
Who's your daddy? For the, in this time, we got to remember who our daddy is and hear him acutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of pressure and a lot of voices. There are many voices, and the still, small voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is what really we got to lean into now. Because he said to us that perilous times may come. He gave us that word. He said it's coming. But he said, I have come to give you hope.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at these situations, we got to know that our daddy has an answer. He is the source of all. It all begins with him. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the Elohim, El Shaddai. He is all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Amen.
As long as we
Amen.
Remember that he is and he does not change. When it comes to the political mindset, we have to remember that that is a kingdom that is established under the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God made this place. According
the
to
government
Hebrews,
rests
11,
on his shoulders. That's
the
right.
The government rests on his shoulders, like it says in Isaiah chapter 59. Hebrews chapter 11. We got to remember that it says that this world was framed and created from the things that are not seen. That means heaven was here before this place. So if we come from under the content and go into a squabble and a fight, we are missing the point of God when it comes to establishing his kingdom. I'm not saying we don't need these discussions amongst the body. These are powerful discussions because we need to get clear. That's what they did in the book of Acts in the upper room. They hashed it out and they made sure all things were equal. And when they left that room, they left that room speaking a language that the people around them could understand. And what was the purpose? To add thousands to the church. So clarity is absolutely necessary to move this kingdom forward. But when it comes to us as individuals, when we make a decision for the leaders in this world, the Bible gives us a distinction. Those who are free, let them stay free. Do not return to the spirit of bondage if you can help it. So if you know that it is bondage because it's not in your core values, it's not part of your belief systems, I choose all my partners based on core values. I clarify that first because if I can't walk with you, I don't need to be with you. The Bible says I had to love you. It does not say I have to like you. So I make that very, very clear. Even with my business construct, which is a strategic constellation, all my partners, we are in the same head. We have the same core values. We have the same flow. But when it comes to that distinction that God makes in voting for elected leaders, voting for a husband who is a leader, voting for a boss, if you know better, because some of us are in a job already. That's why he says, if you are a servant, serve well. If you are free, do not return to bondage. He gave you a distinction. We have to choose our leaders according to the plan of God. And the Lord can only establish that in a person's heart, not a policy. The Lord establishes that. Now, for me, I have taken a position based on today's politics, policies that are ticking, that are current. Based on what I see today and my prayer life every single day before the Lord, I'm still at a loss what he needs me to do. Now, it may change November 1st. It may change right before I walk into the booth. It may change, and I'm up to that, but it's God's word who's going to direct me, not somebody else's new cute words, not somebody else's new cute policy or their campaign on the internet. It's going to be God who speaks to us
Amen.
And establishes
Amen.
The truth in our heart.
Amen.
Now let's look at this. Now let me ask you this. Let's look at this. I have a couple of things. If we have a, what do you say? Like you said, we vote for our bosses. So would we not take a job where the boss is not righteous? I'm not talking about Christian. But if he's not righteous, if he's not a man of integrity, if he's not someone that the core values line up, or she, core values line up with yours, would you not take the job? Tina.
Are you addressing me? Oh,
yes.
Are you addressing me? Me personally, I've made a decision, no. I will not come under authority of something I do not align with.
Okay. And now let me ask this question. The poor people, you know, we know what to do with the poor. Prophetess Lalisa talked about that, to preach the good news. And we talked about the poor in spirit, broken, busted, disgusted, sick and tired of being sick and tired, forgotten during this campaign. No one is talking about what's going to happen for the poor. 95% of the people in America are going to get tax cuts. Some of the wealthier people are going to get tax cuts. according to the politics of either side. But no one is talking about the people who don't have jobs, the people who are on welfare, the people who are living in our urban neighborhoods, the poor. So that's one thing that I did notice that no one was talking about.
They did talk about it, but it's a silent discussion. You know what that discussion was? It was
called
$700 billion given to people who are white-collar criminals. And I did not get a phone call to find out if someone needs my electric bill to be paid. So they have spoken. It doesn't matter. It is not on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda because Okay. But what I wanna say is it's been a very lively conversation on today, and I pray that it made a difference in the life of somebody as far as politics and election day is concerned. There were many years that I did not look at a debate, and I can tell you that I probably looked at the debate because history was being made. There was a black man and a white woman, a black man and a woman, for the first time in U.S. history that were running for president. So it caught my attention to make me look at the debates. So I looked at the debates, and what I saw, it just grieved my spirit. Now, I have been all of these years pulling the lever for the person that I like best as far as popularity is concerned. I wasn't looking at the issues. All I was doing was exercising my right to vote. Now that I know better, I have to do better. I cannot just go anymore to the poll and say, okay, which Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, which one do I like the most? I can't do that anymore. Because I know better. So I just want to just call your attention to Election Day, which is coming up in less than 3 weeks. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. So we have, as women, this is important to women. Somebody might say, well, this is women to women. I thought y'all were going to have a sweet little coffee table conversation. Well, no, we didn't. We didn't do that. Because this is more important. This is more important. You're going to have thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people going out, and we will be Christians. Now, let's talk about Christianity. Oh, everybody's Christian now. All of our candidates are Christian. Barack Obama is Christian. McCain is Christian. Palin is Christian. Everybody now is going by the name of Christian. So now I have another problem. Because you're calling yourself a Christian now, but you're not standing for Christ. And you're not standing for what my father stands for. For what God stands for.
What kind of Christian?
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm having the problem across the board. I'm just having the problem. If you can say, you know, I'm pro-choice with your mouth, and then you turn around and you're not, but you said it just to get elected, now you're into manipulation, which is witchcraft. So we got all kinds of spirits operating here.
This is what's painful, and this is a painful truth, and I'm just going to say it. We are talking about the world system. What is the expectation of righteousness from this system? What do we expect, really? When I go to a dog, the dog barks. If it meows, it does something different, I would run. This is not God's system. It is the world system. So we need to come up above it by going to the Spirit of God and inquiring of Him specific things that we need to do. That's why I said I put politics in the politics lane. It's under my daddy. Strife under my daddy. Medicine, help under my daddy.
I go
up to the daddy, go over their heads, and daddy speaks, and he speaks to us clearly when we ask him the question clearly. So it's just, it's hard because believe me, I've been in this, when my sister Lalisa was, prophetess Lalisa was saying, she has a degree in political science. I have a bachelor's degree in political science from New York University. I was targeted to go to law school. I took the LSATs, took everything. I started to work for the unions and the mines and started to advocate for this and advocate for that and said, wait a second, it's all a lie. Because I sat there with the miners in South Carolina and listened to the board officials say the stocks have not dropped enough, therefore we cannot stop the strike. These people are thinking they're fighting for a cause. They're learning about stocks. I was 17 years old. I'm now 40. So when I look at this system, I put it in the lane that it belongs. It is part of the world system. And like my sister did say, the government is on our shoulders. I applaud the fact that you're bringing clarity to the issues and bringing truth out because people, if you don't know what is true, you don't know what to pray about.
Yeah.
You're not convicted.
Our emotions. Don't let your emotions And I want to welcome the Truth Relief to the chat room. Don't let your emotions, all I'm saying to you women of God, and I'm talking to women of God, I'm talking to Christian women and even Christian men who may be listening, who believe in the one true God, who believe the word of God, which is in the Bible. When you get into conversations about politics, especially this year's politics and this year's presidential election, things will tend to get a bit emotional.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to you, don't let your emotions, don't get caught up in the moment of the emotional high of history being made, or the potential for history being made, or the emotional high of finding some relief from 8 years of a Republican Party that has taken this country to hell in a basket. Don't get caught up in the emotional stress of your circumstances, of what's going on in the economy, to say, you know what, I just want out, and if I have to cast my vote this way just to get out, then I'll do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. God is in control. He said, if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, that he will provide for you. The Bible tells us that our God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Look. You don't have to sell out, and you don't have to compromise your faith and your belief in the word of God, in order to take a moment to go and say, you know what, I'm going to push this button or pull this lever and vote for relief and vote for change.
Yeah, because they're voting against something. That's what it is. You end up going into the booth, and you're not necessarily voting for something. You're voting against something.
Exactly.
And that's what many of us are doing. And
exactly,
you know,
because we don't want
emotional voting.
Now, look. We don't. It's easier to say, I'll take my chance, and if I have to repent, I'll repent later. Now that's the mindset of a child in Christ. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Okay, all right. That's someone who, if you say I'll take my chances now and I'll repent later, Then there's some confusion there. So maybe you're being deceived, you know, in your mind to think that that's like saying I'll take my chances now, and for women, and lay down with this man who says he's going to marry me next week. But since we're engaged to be married, I'll go ahead and fornicate with him. I'll go ahead and have sex with him, and I'll repent later.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to get what I want now. He says if I sleep with him, he'll marry me. So I'm going to go ahead and get my husband and sleep with him before somebody else does, and I'll repent later. But at least I'll have my husband. You know, and that's what we have to look at. I'll vote for this man and get some relief. He promised me that things will change. And I'll repent later, but at least I'll get change. You see what I'm saying?
You didn't say it was a good change. You didn't say it was a bad change. That's the taking your chances is hoping for change. Taking your chances, throwing yourself out there, taking your chances is wanting it to change. But one thing I love is that God says, I don't change.
My God.
He says, I am the I am.
As long
as we understand that I am the I am has got our back, and we go to him for an answer, and we are patient, because to your faith add patience, so it will have its perfect work, and you will be complete lacking not a doggone thing.
Amen.
You don't lack anything. See,
my
there
God.
Was decisions that I had to make, Tina had to make. Because it was so easy for me to be pushed from so many different sides. People think if you're near the spotlight, it's easier. No, you got too many people talking to you.
Right.
Too many people
right.
to please. Too many people. You got a payroll to meet. You got all these people around you. I had to make a decision. Shut it all down. Shut it all down. Fire everybody. Get rid of everything. Why? Because it was not authentic to what my father was saying. And if I had to take a choice. If I perish, I perish. And I'm honest with my father.
I'm honest with my father because I have not yet suffered unto the persecution that the Lord has suffered. I have not taken stripes on my back. I don't have a crown on my head. I don't have piercings in my side. So I have not suffered as my Lord Jesus Christ has suffered. And because of that, I know that the Lord will get the glory. And if it begins to shake, then go ahead and let it shake.
Yeah.
Because only the things that the Lord has built will remain.
That's right.
And I said to myself, Tina, you're being rebuked because you're all over the place listening to all these types of people. You're wondering why everything is moving. The word said to me, despise not the chastisement of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he loves me. He's not going to chastise me unto judgment. He's chastising me unto life. So if it's hard to make a decision or, you know, you want to take a chance, it's because we want to fulfill the lust of our flesh. I'm sorry, I said it. And we want someone to put a Band-Aid in it, make us feel better in the moment. You know, I'm lonely, so let me go ahead and get this brother. You know, I need some money, so let me go ahead and make this deal with this person, even though I know they advocate this and that and that and this, and then go get my cash. You know, I have all these people here to pay, so I'm going to go ahead and close this major deal, even though I'm not feeling the partnership with this person. No, we got to take a stand.
That's what Dana says. She says
what
you can't compromise.
There's no compromise, and there's a blessing, because I've done it, ladies. There's a blessing in taking a stand. See, there's a narrow road. It's
Amen.
A very narrow road. And you know what? On the wide road, there's a whole bunch of stuff there. But guess what you end up doing? Trying to get everything on both sides of that wide road. You start to zigzag. You try to go to the right side of the road and pick up that stuff. The right side of the road and pick up that stuff. When you follow that narrow road, according to the plan, see, God has GPS. I love it. It's God's positioning system. You will always be found. You will not be lost because you have made a choice to take a narrow road.
Take the narrow
it's
road.
It's a straight shot. It's a straight shot to where your destiny is. It's a
My
straight
God.
Shot.
My God.
It's a straight
Praise
shot.
The Lord.
So in this hour, more than ever, I know I sound more passionate than I used to, but this is what God is dealing with me about to minister to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know who's your daddy. You got to be sure who you know who Abba Father is. And I'm directing people to go back to the Lord's Prayer where he says, Lord, teach us to pray in the book of Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with our Father who art in heaven. Why? Because we got to know who our daddy is. He is Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Nisi. He's all that.
Mm-hmm.
The deliverer, the conqueror, wisdom, power, everything is in his hand. But most of all, he did all that not because he's bad. He did it because he loves his babies. He did it because when we see his power, we see his love. We see him.
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
He will never
Praise
leave us,
God.
Nor forsake us. Never leave us, nor forsake us.
Amen. Praise God. So that's what we came full circle. You know, that we have to make a stand no matter what area of life it is. It may be politics. We got caught up talking about politics today, and I believe that it was part of God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
We talked of it may be in the area of politics. It may be in the area of marriage. It may be in the area of your finances. It may be in the area of what you're going to do on the job. You have to refuse to compromise. You have
Amen.
To take a stand.
Amen.
Dana was talking in the chat room earlier about the fact that she has lost a client because she refused to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said at one point while we were having the discussion, she said, am I missing something here? You know, am I missing something here? We have to walk in the spirit. Therefore, we will not satisfy the lust of the flesh. The flesh will always be at war against the spirit. And the spirit will be at war against the flesh. They war against each other.
Yeah.
And
we need to be protected. We need to
we
be
can't
our
compromise.
Obedience.
We can't. We put we got to have a shield around us. We can't get out of from under his wings, under the shadow of the Most High God. So
yes.
I want to minister. We only have 11 minutes left. And somebody's been listening. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. If you want to have ask a question or if you want to receive ministry by way of prayer. But I want to minister to women who have had abortions. Women who have chosen the wrong path, women who are married to men that they know God told them not to marry. I want to minister to women who are caught between a rock and a hard place on today in their lives, and you need prayer. You need prayer. I want to let you know that what you did in the past is just that, is in the past, especially if you have become a new creation in Christ. God has forgiven you of your sins. I just now started telling people that I have had an abortion. That was something that the Lord didn't allow me to release because I guess I just had not been delivered from the shame of it yet. But God has allowed me to release it because he's taken me to a new dimension in my ministry where there will be nothing hidden, nothing covered up in my life. My life is an open book. I give God my whole life. And I can't stand and be ashamed, but I can stand and be remorseful. And I can stand and regret that choice that I made when I was such a young girl. Young girl. But no matter how old you are, some of us have made mistakes on the path. And God is saying that my blood covers each and every one of your mistakes. And don't let anyone put you under condemnation to the point where you can't even minister in that area because you are one who has made the mistake in the area that God is sending you to minister. When you stand in truth, the Bible tells us that the truth shall make us free. When you know the truth, you can stand in the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. So I'm freeing you up today in the name of Jesus and saying you are loose from the bondage of the mistakes of your past.
Hallelujah.
You are loose from the shame of the mistakes and the errors of the ways of your past, what you used to be, how you used to do stuff, the decisions that you used to make. And God says today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today I'm giving you new life. Today I'm giving you a clean slate. Today I'm giving you liberty in Christ. See, there's no bondage in Christ. There's no bondage. I want to free your mind to make the right decisions. I want to free your heart so that you have no fear. Pastor Emily taught it last night, that perfect fear, perfect love casts out all fear. When you walk in the perfectness of God's love, there's nothing to be afraid of. Look, it doesn't matter if you decide, I'm not voting for Barack Obama, I'm not voting for McCain, I'm not voting. It doesn't matter if you make that decision because the most important thing is that you stand for Christ, that you stand for righteousness, that you stand for the word of God, that you stand for what God loves, and that you stand against what God hates. I don't care what you try to reason in your mind. The most important thing is going to be that you stand for what's right. And what you know what's right because God has shown you what's right. So I'm doing what I do on Wednesdays. I'm challenging you. I am challenging you today. When you go to the poll on election, because we may not have this discussion again before election day. When you go to the poll on election day, I'm challenging you to stand for what's right. I'm challenging you to do your research, to sit down and look at the issue. Somebody put a link in the chat room. Go and look at the issues, and then let not your heart convict you on election day. Amen. But I want to let you know that you're forgiven. If you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're forgiven of that abortion. You're forgiven of the fornication that you did before you were saved. Does it give you a right to go now and have an abortion? If you get pregnant, you don't want the church to know that you've been fornicating, so you're going to use another wrong to cast out a wrong? No, you have no right. I commend Prophetess Singletary, whose grandson comes to church on Wednesdays.
Amen. Praise
Tuesdays.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And on Sunday, my God, with that young mother.
Yeah.
And her son who stood up and said, you know what, just because we made a mistake.
That's right.
We're not going to find ourselves in no abortion clinic.
That's right, because the words that came out of her mother's mouth when this situation first came about. She was reacting out of the flesh, and she mentioned abortion. I said, I am not for that. I am not for that.
My God.
I was not co-signing that. You know, the incident happened. The young lady got pregnant, but I was going to support them because it's not like we haven't made any mistakes. They can move on past their mistakes as long as they keep God in their life.
My God.
I'm not the judge. I'm not Jesus. I can't judge them. But guess what? God has a purpose and a plan. He said he knows the thoughts that he have towards my son and that young lady and the baby because they're going to be blessed.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God. And that's what I'm talking about. When I look at that little boy.
Amen. He's such
a
joy. Amen. He's such a joy. That's my baby. That's our baby. That's our baby. The church baby. Yes.
Oh.
Amen.
And here I'm trying to preach at 4 months old.
Amen.
3 months old. You tell me abortion is not wrong?
Come on. I was not with that.
Oh. Amen. My God.
God is good.
Jesus, he is so good. And we praise him right now. Father God, we praise your name.
Hallelujah.
And we worship
Hallelujah.
You right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We give you the glory,
Hallelujah.
The honor, and the
Hallelujah.
Praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for life eternally and more abundantly.
Yeah.
God. We thank you, Lord, for every baby that escaped the hands of abortion.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus,
hey, Hallelujah.
Lord. We repent, God, for abortions, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, that you give us a fervor and a heart and a zeal
yes.
for life, for
yeah.
life, for life,
yes.
for life, which you have created. And,
yes.
God, we pray for every woman right now who is considered abortion, who is pregnant.
Jesus.
Right, and we say, turn it around, turn it
yes,
around.
Yes, God, you are around, able.
God. Let them
able.
Look into their baby's eyes,
yes.
God. Let them give up the right to choose, God. Let them stand for the right to life, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
so, Lord, we
thank
you, we praise you, we minister to every broken heart right now,
yes.
every person. Crying because they have had an abortion.
Jesus,
and we say, fill the void, God. Fill the void.
Yes.
Fill the void of those young girls, those mothers, those fathers,
yes,
Lord,
mercy
who
today.
Made the decision for abortion.
Jesus.
Fill the void. Heal the broken heart, God.
Yes,
they know.
God.
They know that they have done wrong, God.
Hallelujah.
And forgive them of their sins right now in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every sinner, God, who listens to this broadcast, Lord, who does not know you, convict their heart, pierce their heart, Lord, so that they can know you for themselves, God,
yes,
in the
God,
salvation of their sins. So, Lord, we thank you right now for this broadcast that even the devil tried to stop on today.
Jesus,
and we thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to break through the yoke that
Hallelujah.
Tried to stop us. For speaking truth on today.
Yeah.
And we pray, God, right now that you will let the hearts of your people be pricked, your people who are called by your name. Let
Jesus.
Our hearts be pricked on today, God.
Hallelujah.
Let I'm like Jeremiah calling out, say, will you turn back to the way,
yeah.
the straight and narrow road? Will you turn back
Jesus.
Today? My
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we praise you. We
Hallelujah.
Give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
All
and we
glory,
say, let
God.
Those who have ears to hear here today with us. Said the Lord.
Yes.
Let those who have ears to hear, hear what thus says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we give this time to you. And we say, protect every man, every woman, protect every person who's taking a stand on a day. Protect me, God. Put a hedge of protection around me right now. I will stand under the shadow of the Most High and empower me. So, I will
yes.
continue to declare what thus says
yes.
the Lord.
Bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord, we worship you and we praise you. We give you the glory. The
Amen.
Honor and the praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank
Amen.
You,
and
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And if you're not
Amen.
Saved today, all you have to do is believe. Believe and receive. You have to receive Christ. And he will carry you. He will walk with you. He will be with you. He will protect you. And he will lead you on a straight and narrow path. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And give your whole life to Jesus. If you're straddling the fence today and you don't know which side to stand on, give your whole life to Jesus. He'll show you which
yes.
side to stand on. Give your whole life to Jesus today.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. We cover our husbands. We cover our spiritual leaders. Dana's praying in the chat room.
Hallelujah.
We cover everybody today. All our leaders. Let us stand. Let us stand. Let us stand. And after we have done all to in the name of Jesus, we cover our children and our co-workers, our babies who were born.
Yes,
our babies,
yes,
my
yes.
God, when we look at our babies, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you
yes.
for the blood. Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Thank you.
Because we're not walking that path, that goes, that crooked path anymore.
Hallelujah.
Today we're on the left, and today tomorrow we're on the right, and then we might go straight for a minute, and we're back on the left and on the right again. No!
Jesus.
We're staying on the straight and narrow. So,
yes,
God, we love you, and we praise you.
Strength,
in this 1 minute,
in the name of Jesus.
We thank you for every soul that's being saved today and every life that's being saved.
Thank you,
and we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name we pray.
Thank you,
ladies,
Jesus.
We got 60 seconds.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. Go ahead, ladies.
This was just a wonderful and blessed dialogue today. I'm so blessed. Amen. You
my
know,
God.
You know, something's going on in my body past. I woke up like 2 o'clock this morning, but God is good. This dialogue
yes.
was good. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bless.
Amen.
Bless.
We pray God's healing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. By his stripes you are healed. We come against every opposition that's trying to come against the plan of God in your life.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dana, we love you. We love you, Dana.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tina.
Well, I'm going to say the same thing I got before I got on the call. Demonic and desperate distractions are there to derail the destiny.
Amen.
Do not be distracted. Do not be distracted. Just know who your daddy is. Because like you, both, the attack is different, but it's the same because it's an attack that's been flowing through for the past, you know, few days. But I'm watching God, and I'm watching how he moves. And he says,
amen.
You know what? Bob and weave and stay steady. Keep your
head
straight, girl.
Amen. Praise
God. Keep
your head
straight, fixed on me. So I thank God for the process.
Yeah.
Because in this I know that he is God for real.
Yes,
Lord. God. And I love him. I love him.
Praise God.
Yeah.
My God. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. I love him.
Do too.
God
amen.
So worthy. He's just so worthy.
I love you, Lord.
I love him. I love you, Jesus. We love you today. We love you,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's not popular. You know, we got that, God forbid, if we were popular.
Hmm.
If you were popular and you stood on the side a row and waited to see what was the most agreeable position to take, everyone would love you, and you would not bear any persecution for his name's sake.
Jesus.
But God would have a problem with you, and you would be one that he would have to stand before him. And he'll say, you know what? You did right here, there, here, and over there. But this is the problem that I have for you. This is the problem that I have with you. And I don't know about you ladies, but I still have a fear of God.
Amen.
And I don't want to have to stand before him and say, why didn't you stand?
Yeah.
Why didn't you, why didn't you risk persecution?
Hallelujah.
Why did you please man continually?
Mm.
You know what?
Amen.
People may not like me going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I know something happened, prophetess.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened this weekend.
Amen.
With me. People might not like me going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? God will be pleased with me.
That's right.
My
Amen.
God.
I know it.
My God.
I know we don't have that much time, but I got to say what was on my heart all weekend. As I sat with my baby, and we sat here and we ministered, and my 11-year-old, who's 12, sat in my lap like a 2-year-old, we began to pray.
Amen.
We began to pray for the conference. We began to pray for all the different things that were going on. I knew that the conference was going forward and it was important because the timing, it's the season that we're in.
Amen.
Where clarity is absolutely required. All your faculties must be under submission to the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Must
Amen.
Must be. So I prayed for you guys, and I was praying on Friday night. And Friday night, I'm telling you, my girl was throwing up, was coming out of both ends, okay? I'm holding her, and I'm going, what in the world is going on? Lord Jesus, you know, I'm going to give her some water to keep it down. And then we just began to pray. Me and Shekinah grabbed our hands, and we rebuked the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And we rebuked the devil, and she began to calm down. And we prayed against the spirit of demonic distraction over that conference. And we continued to pray Saturday morning, and we continued to pray Sunday. And then when the Lord spoke to me on either Saturday or Sunday about Pastor Rebecca is going to move in a way that no one was expecting. She's about to blow out the box. And Tina, you need to help her by create some branding, some art, some images, and then keep bringing branding information to her so that she's moving in a way that's stealthy and it's clean. No one can say, but this looks like this or this. No, this is my gift. This is what I have as a gift to render to my pastor, because I know what God is getting ready to do. And so I started making the artwork, and I started to start mapping out the vision, and I started to look at it and just praying over the map, knowing that her voice is going to be heard globally.
Amen.
Not because that's what she desires to hear. It's because that's what God desires of her.
Amen.
Yeah. I can't set up. And that's what the Lord showed me, that until I receive your gift, it's beautiful. I need to start using it. I was looking. I'm going to have to create the HTML for it, but it's beautiful. Thank you. And that's what God showed me on this weekend. You know, after I went through the persecution, he said that the devil still wants to shut you up. Nothing has changed. The devil still wants to shut your mouth.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
I believe that.
I used your testimony in one of the live presentations of Who's Your Daddy. And I used it, and I said, Pastor Rebecca told a story on the air and referred them all to your site about
I don't care what they say about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what God says.
Amen.
That thing impacted me so much because I made some hard decisions over the past several months, and I had to keep saying, I don't care. This is what God is saying. I don't care. And it gets harder and harder to say it every day because the numbers get higher and higher. The numbers get higher and higher, and the people have more pressure. But I'm still, it's me and Jesus.
Amen.
And I say what Pastor Rebecca said, I don't care what they say about me. I'm
yeah.
going to do what God said.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's
yeah.
it. So you know, keeping on. Prophetess, I don't know what's going on in your body, but I feel nauseous.
Mm.
And it started when I just started to come on this broadcast. I felt like throwing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is. All of this the attack on Tina's daughter,
mm-hmm.
The attack on your body this morning after
mm-hmm.
you ministered
mm-hmm.
the way that you ministered.
Amen. Amen.
This weekend, you know,
praise
I
God.
Knew I prophesied to you. I knew
yes,
that
yes.
God was going to move through you.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Hey, on this
thank
weekend,
you, Jesus.
There were some
yeah.
women that left the room, and it was my prayer that they would have stayed.
Jesus.
But they had to go.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go. But God used you. They left before you even got up, before the praise dancer came, because the praise dancer broke some yokes.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she was just used mightily of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then you stood up, and the Lord worked mightily through you. You
Jesus.
Know, we recognize
Jesus.
When
Amen.
You are God's leading lady, you recognize that it is not you.
Amen.
But
Amen.
It's God working his will through you.
Amen.
Mightily working his will through you.
Jesus.
And he did that. And
yes,
I saw deliverance take place in the room.
Hallelujah.
That's why the attack came on Saturday morning. So
mightily, that's right.
The women got deliverance.
Amen.
On Friday night.
Friday,
and
that's right.
And then on Saturday morning, the devil said, I had enough of this. Let me see if I could come in here and shake things up.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
he was defeated.
Amen, that's right.
Because the women got deliverance. The word came forth on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then again on Saturday afternoon.
Hallelujah.
And people were blessed. So,
yeah.
again, for those who are still listening to the archives, because we're not live, but we still are on the archives,
mm-hmm.
get the CD set. Get
They'll
the DVD
bless you.
Set.
They will
you
bless
will
you.
You need this word. If
Hallelujah.
You know that God is positioning you for growth
mm-hmm.
and for leadership, which he is, if you're listening
yeah.
still after an hour and a half,
yeah.
you need this word for your library.
Mm-hmm.
Send a check. Send $38. Send $22.
Amen.
Send $60 for
Hallelujah.
Both, one for your car and one for your house.
Amen.
To New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street. And we'll give you the both for $50.
Jesus.
Both sets for $50. Just
All right.
get that word in your house.
Amen.
87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. And I know I had to be the Lord because he knocked $10 off of the whole set. That had to be God, because we
Jesus.
Know this ministry needs money
Jesus.
To move forward. And let me just
Jesus.
Say it like this. If you're being blessed by this ministry,
mm-hmm.
if you've been blessed today, go ahead and send a letter saying, I've been blessed, and enclose an offering to this
Amen.
Ministry. So that God's work can continue. Look, I'm not going to nobody's office. This is my job. I labor for the Lord.
Yeah.
I labor for the Lord. And the
yes,
Bible says the workman is worthy of his or her wages. So
Hallelujah.
God's going to pay me for what I do. He's going to send. He told me today, people are going to send you money from around the globe.
Amen.
So I'm not scared
Amen.
To release that.
Amen.
I'm
I believe
afraid.
It.
And prophetess, you know, you and Tina Michelle, you're not there every week because you're in New York. But anybody that knows this ministry knows that we, my husband and I, we're about the Lord's word.
That's right.
And not money.
Amen. That's right.
So God is going to bless the ministry. He's already blessed us financially.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to increase continually. There's no limits to what God's going to do financially with this ministry.
Amen. Amen.
So we're going to go off the air. But we
yeah,
want you to
God
know that
good.
God loves you.
Yeah.
He loves you no matter what
Hallelujah.
You've done, who you've done it with, how many
yeah.
times you've done it. No matter if you enjoyed it. You might have loved it. You might
That's
have
right.
gotten up this morning out of a bed of sin.
Jesus.
But God process. You know, yeah, it felt good. But what will feel even better to you, what will feel even better to you is my loving arms wrapped around you.
Amen.
Because right now, if you're in sin, there's separation between me and you because of that sin.
Jesus.
And God says, come out from amongst them. Come out. Touch no unclean thing. Don't endorse nothing unclean. This is why this call, this word had to go forward today, because those who are on the side of the Lord, the earth is groaning. 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 God is waiting for the real sons and daughters to stand up and say, count me in. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm standing with my daddy. You know, if the God could... My God, if God could bellow out of the earth, if he could bellow out, if you could hear his voice today, and if you listen, you can hear his voice. If you can hear his voice today, he would say, I hate sin and I hate inequity. I hate murder and I hate abortion.
Mm-hmm.
He would say that today. If he could speak, he would say, and I hate homosexuality.
Jesus.
God says, I do not change. I still hate sin.
Jesus.
And I don't hate the sinners, but those who commit sin are separated from me. And God will never endorse a king who endorses sin. I got to say it like this.
Jesus.
He will never put his hand on a king who endorses sin unless he was raising up that king to wreak havoc and bring chastisement upon his people.
Mm-hmm.
So... He rose up Pharaoh for his sake, to afflict the people of Israel. And he will continually, he rose up Babylon to take the people into captivity. Because the people continually turned their back. With Israel, it was so that they would know and learn that he was the one true God. With Pharaoh. And when he took them into captivity, that was because they refused to remember that he's the one true God. So God will do what God will do. So if he's raising up an Obama or a McCain for this time, then I say, God forbid, if that's the case. My God, because America has turned her back on God. So God forbid if Obama is his man right now or McCain is his man. But we got to look at the bigger picture. But
that's
I'm going off the air. We're going off the air. Because we're not going to go into this any further, but I just want you to examine your heart. Know that God loves you. Know that he loves you. He loves Obama, and he loves McCain. You know, God loves you, and he loves America. God loves America. God is not, you know, looking down trying to condemn America. But I want to say one thing. America will be condemned if America continues to turn her back on God. That's
Amen.
It. They
Amen.
Want abortion. We want abortion. We want same-sex marriages.
Jesus.
Then God will turn us over to a reprobate
like
mind.
That's it.
You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. I can't change God. He's God.
You don't.
So we're
going to
go. What did you say, Tina?
I said, thank God he don't change for nobody. We just might as well go ahead and line up.
We might as well line up and make a stand. You know, my sisters, they're going to, you know, she's like, I can't wait to get to the poll. I'm like, I can't vote because I can't vote for evil. Now, that's just me. We're going to go off the air. Everybody, God bless you. I'm going to play this song like I've been playing in the last few weeks because we have to get back to Jesus. We got to get back to basics, the cross.
Amen.
You know, we just got to get back to Jesus. I love you both.
Love
you
too, Pastor.
I love you too.
Pray for me.
It's all
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Most definitely.
Keep your pastor in prayer.
Amen.
Pray that God will keep me humble, that he will keep me, you know, bold and courageous, because I got to go where he tells me to go,
I
have to say what he tells me to say.
Amen.
So everybody be ministered to this song. This is the last word that you hear from me today. And God bless you all who are listening right now. Know it's all about Jesus. We here, Tina Borsico, Prophetess Singletary, and myself, and Jesus, we love you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You shed your blood for me. You died for me. So glad you shed your blood just for me. So glad you rose for me, sweet Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus. Help me sing,
Jesus,
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 sweet
Jesus,
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 the precious name,
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus
Thank you.